This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
But I guess
you weren't
not
talking my ear off. You sent me a screenshot, and Marika, by the way, of just the fact that USC played Rice. That's not talking my ear off. That's a screenshot.
Yeah. And they won.
Congrats.
Yeah, because Rice is bad.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're talking about it.
You know, I guess. Marika, you know how like drum kits will be mic'd individually by drum?
Yeah.
I'd like to mic you.
Meaning?
Like my eyes. Would be like your nose
like
flaring.
Nose.
Yeah.
Last week was a debacle.
Yeah.
Really? We'll talk about it on the show, but I was not happy with how.
Not happy with the recording video?
It was in persona.
He didn't record the video.
Started. Oh, I don't have headphones on. That's fine.
Every audio bit.
Yeah, well, I can sort of hear it vaguely, so it's good.
Right?
Here goes that monetization.
Who needs monetization when you have Matters of the Heart down pat, Casey?
So I'm sitting next to you and I can't really hear you.
What is this song?
You guys don't remember this song?
I remember this song. Anything half Ellie Goulding, maybe?
Ellie Goulding,
probably.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Anything could and did happen because we never thought you would tie the knot.
Last week.
You played that song just to say that.
I love this song.
Right?
Yeah, it's
is it Ellie Goulding?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? I mean, I don't know how y'all feel, but I knew Jake would do it. I knew he would get hitched. I knew that he would find his mate. Mm. What I didn't know was that at some point, Blumenfeld would follow suit.
So
am
sorry,
I right?
Did you not think Amir would get married? Or you didn't think he would find somebody?
So what was that?
It's
I can't hear you over the song.
Well, you interrupted me with the music,
oh
so it actually doesn't really fucking matter.
It's
harder than
hard to hear you guys.
It's too loud.
It's hard to hear myself.
Yeah. You have to stop playing. Jeff, literally this episode will not play in certain regions if you play that song. So you need to stop.
Last week,
I just thought
last week you didn't record the video. That was unacceptable.
Really?
Also, so
Avital
hard
was
to
here
hear
for the entire
us.
Hour, and then Jeff just said that we didn't record video
yeah.
at the end.
The video was gone.
Gone,
wow.
baby, gone.
It was gone, girl.
Who's
and
calling
ultimately,
you?
Someone's calling you now.
Who's calling you?
Same.
Chino, California.
Should we just start this episode over?
Are you kidding me? This has been good stuff. Forget it.
9 songs and a call.
Yeah. Amir's married.
Amir had nuptials.
Yeah, congrats, yeah. man.
Last week we did the prenuptial episode. We drafted an agreement between you and Avital.
Was it legally binding?
No. I got it notarized.
Holy shit.
I swear to fucking God, you
didn't
sign. Invasive
questions about our financials, our assets, how we plan to divide the wealth.
Yeah. Casey was on that episode. Do you want to speak to
that's
what
actually
happened?
Really, it's important to have those conversations. And
not
I wonder if
on
you did.
The pod.
But did you have them before?
I had, yes, of course I had them before without Jeffrey in the room sort of guiding the conversation.
Was it
that's
notarized?
The problem.
We didn't end up doing anything notarized. No, we just had very specific talks.
So thank God that Jeff went to a notary.
Forged the signatures, got it notarized. This was by a buddy of mine.
Wow, you know a notary?
I know a notary public, and I know a notary private.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like flying private, but for getting shit notarized.
I was thinking about becoming a notary.
It's like a mobile vet
yeah.
for getting the stamp.
Yeah.
So,
but I do think you can make a decent amount of money becoming a notary.
But I do think you can make a decent amount of money.
Did you guys hear how Marika's sounds after the wedding?
Sounded
Are you
fine.
Hungover, man?
It's been days.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
People like to say that HeadGum's artist friendly, but then you have Marika like chastising
that?
Me, slapping me on the wrist with a ruler anytime I use what, copyrighted music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
When was the last time all of us were in a room to pod together?
I don't know if we've ever
possibly
done that.
Possibly
never.
Yeah, never. This
only
this
on Zoom.
Group. Yeah.
And Casey
That's
wasn't
right,
because
it was on Zoom. We had you guys zooming in the last time. It was everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the core six. The
I'm
core
sorry
six.
To interrupt. I really do
no,
feel
you're
like
not.
We're getting away
you don't,
from the
Don't
core
say
issue.
I'm sorry, because I know you're not. So I'd rather you just interrupt and just fucking talk about it rather than be like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt because you don't fucking mean it. No, you don't mean it. You don't mean it. No, rewind it back. Rewind it back. I don't want you to say I'm sorry. I want you to go back.
You
and
get
like,
off
I'm not
that
sorry.
Shit.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You
so just
fuck
no,
because I don't want
to. It's
wanna,
not hard for you.
You
to
love
interrupt
when
is the easiest
people
talking
at the same time.
Is the easiest
you love
thing
when
in the
music
world
is playing over dialogue.
You love
I like when there's overlapping dialogue.
So take your apology back.
No, I don't have to take it back.
Take it back.
Over everyone's talking
and
everyone's
talking.
You don't mean it kindly or earnestly. Say I take it back.
I don't know what this is about because I thought that we all had a good time at the wedding. I feel like Amir is having regrets. I think that's what's happening right now.
About
feel
the like, not about
yeah,
the wedding.
Sure.
No, about the fucking episode and the wedding and the nuptials. Like,
the wedding was
ring?
A lot of moving pieces, but this has somehow gone worse. And it's just you at the helm.
Yeah. Can you imagine Jeff as a wedding planner?
Well, no, because you were a tank top to Amir's wedding. Which was hard.
There was a moment. So all the HeadGum people were at one table, except Jake. And
Jake was at a separate New York table.
That's
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Excuses. Pyle was
Pyle
like
was at the table.
Pyle was
He's
like
from New York.
My shirt isn't fitting me right. I don't know. I feel like I would underdress for this. And then Marty was wearing a polo, and I said, "Oh, at least you didn't wear a fucking polo like Marty." And Marty, on a dime, he goes, "Jeff wore a fucking tank top. Why is nobody talking about that? What do you mean I wore a polo? Jeff is in a fucking white tank
he
top.
He was sitting
no one
on
gives
it
a shit."
The first 3.5 hours.
Yeah, he was stewing. Yeah.
He was waiting for the opportunity to be called out.
What was right. that?
Are you wearing that tank top right now?
You said
now?
The word of the day.
Different
I think
tank.
You said opportunity, maybe.
Different tank.
Yeah, you could hit the ego sound.
Also, Jake, you haven't been on the show for like a minute because of the paternity thing.
That wasn't the only reason, but yeah.
Back me up, man. You're going to be behind the desk.
I feel honestly trapped.
Me too, to be honest.
We've already gotten into it a little bit, but let's talk. I mean, we were all at the wedding. That's why we're all here. And this is the post-nuptial episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to all everything that
so
happened at the wedding.
Pre-nuptial.
Yeah. Just 1 second.
After
I think
the
when
rose
Riley,
ceremony.
I think you were exactly right when you were like, oh, being married doesn't give you authority. Right. Casey's behind the desk. I'm behind the
I
desk.
I did say that.
Jake owns HeadGum. Right?
Single-handedly.
Yeah. I own a little bit more than Amir. I've been able to buy back stock from the
Union
side.
Square.
USV. Gray market
Fred
deals.
Wilson.
Yeah. I almost doxed a private investor.
Oh, my God.
You're always almost doxing.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that fair to say?
Please bleep that. Jeff, I'm not even kidding. Please take that out.
I'm not going to leave it in.
You might.
You
sometimes do.
You do sometimes do.
Like, I'm being deadly
just,
serious.
Just,
please remember
that. Now you're
that.
Just scared for a week, basically.
100%.
Yeah.
This is how should have reacted.
Yeah.
Now this
you
is
have
a nice way
to
be like,
part out.
But seriously,
yeah,
edit it
cut
out.
That part
you
out.
Could have shut down.
Yeah, you have to cut that out.
Please.
I'm surprised that having people get IRL mad at you a few times hasn't stopped the bit. But I think it encourages him to carry on.
Yeah.
Amir, we already touched on it a little bit. Marika, let's hear a little bit more from you. The wedding, right?
If she remembers it, Marika, you got turnt.
She was I've never seen you on Molly.
I never. You were asking me if I wanted a bump of coke,
which
and it
was
during
the
ceremony.
Yeah, it was like 3:13 p.m.
It's early for
and
that.
And you were also like a good amount of rows ahead of us. So it's like Marika got up, went down the aisle, went over to you, and
she walked down the aisle with the flower girl, swatted the basket, turned to me, leaned over Amir's great aunt, and was like, "Do you want a bump?" And I was like,
"You sat on my dad." And you're like, "Whoa, I didn't see you there." It was insane.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd spice it up.
And you did.
Yeah, well, you know.
And you did.
I appreciate the jocularity, but let's really let this be sort of a documentary.
Everyone was having a good time.
I know. That's not really
Kyle
necessarily
made a child
the
cry.
We should.
Okay.
I feel like that is like what really I've been waiting to talk about for days.
That was the night before, but Kyle did make a 3-year-old lady cry.
How? Why?
Let's go in sequence, right? Is that fair to say? Let's start with Saturday night. It was sort of a welcome dinner at Edendale. Is that fair to say? Now we can say everything that happened because it's in the past.
Yeah, but also you have been saying where the wedding was. So if you want to talk about high stakes doxing, like imagine having to change the wedding venue because Jeff released the information.
At some point, we should get into like HIPAA violations. Yeah, we were at what was your blood work like last year?
What?
Edendale. We showed up. I would say Riley's hair looks the best. I would say Jake's looks.
At Edendale or today?
Oh, at Edendale.
Yeah.
Riley's hair was a big topic of the
that
Edendale
was big.
Night.
Really?
That
was big.
Was it three ultimately was like Riley's hair. I felt very
Amir's
good
wedding.
About myself.
Mm-hmm.
Marty's
Jake's
birthday.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Marty's
birthday.
Yeah.
Right. I'm happy to be in third.
We were in a circle. We were hanging out, catching up. And then there's this little 3-year-old child who I believe is the daughter of Amir and Avital's friends. And she was running around and she was like going up to the group and just being like, boo. And Amir was like, oh, she's trying to scare you. She was just kind of screaming at people. And it was very sweet. We were all pretending to be scared.
Yeah.
And
I did that to her too. She did it to me. She made it made me laugh.
And then Pyle screamed. Like she was like, ah. And Pyle like leaned down. He's like, ah. And they were kind of going at it for a bit. And then I guess Pyle like took it up one notch too far. And it 0-60. She was just like, ah. She like ran away, and at first we're like, "Is she laughing?" And then you just hear muffled, like, we're like, "Oh
my
god!" And we're like, "Pyle, you made that girl cry," and he's like, "No, I didn't." I'm like, "Yeah, dude." And then I didn't see this, but then you
from across the bar, I just look up and I see this girl in her parents' arms, and she's like. And she's pointing at Pyle like, that's him.
That's the bad man.
It was crazy, though, because I would say they were pretty evenly matched in terms of height. No, but also...
Pyle's 2'11".
No, they were pretty...
This is the way to do the episode, by the way. Headphones next to you. Because I can hear everything.
That's right.
Yeah. Still too loud somehow.
Evenly matched in terms of like the energy they were putting forth.
Yes.
Like it was very much like the screams they were emitting were the same.
Right.
She had
the last scream.
Yeah.
And then ultimately ran away and started sobbing.
Yeah.
But Pyle maybe should have been the bigger man because he's 40 and she was 3.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it really was like he didn't do anything differently.
No,
I think he
but
might
you have
just,
to you
like,
do have to think
down.
That that girl was too doing far. The boo screaming thing at everyone.
And it was really
and everyone
annoying.
Gave it back and she was laughing with everyone
and
one guy took it too far.
This is what I want to talk about.
No, I think she had it coming. I'm on his side.
Wow.
She needed to know when to stop the bit and it was like 5 minutes.
Maybe
that
was maybe like Pyle screaming at her made her kind of go into her own head and be like, "Holy shit, is this like my thing at the party?"
This is so embarrassing.
Who was that girl? Yeah. She was screaming at everyone. That
maybe
was her.
Also, just to have a shepherd's pie and chill out for an hour.
At the wedding, then we were like, Pyle, like we're looking for her, and he's like, "No, she's here. I've seen her." And like it doesn't have to be weird, but like it is.
Yeah. I mean, they were kind of enemies for the night.
Yeah, at the reception, I think she like was walking past him and she kind of bumped into his shoulder on purpose and she was
didn't
like,
see
walk
there,
much?
Bitch. Right,
she can't walk, by the way.
Yeah.
Walk much?
She doesn't know how. Let's talk about the,
don't clap for your own joke.
That's just transition music, man.
Is it?
The sounds of silence and
claps
joy.
Are music to your ears. People applauding is the music of your life.
My favorite song is a standing O. While I'm having an O.
We'll continue to talk about the wedding and sequins throughout the episode, but let's talk about everyone has been feeling post-nuptials. Let's start with Casey.
Wait, so we're going to continue talking about the wedding. Don't worry, we'll circle back to the wedding. Also, how is everyone feeling about the wedding?
We haven't talked about the wedding, I don't think.
Mostly,
we've just
let's
talked
start
about
with Casey.
Pyle scaring the kid.
Actually, we talked about the welcome dinner.
Yeah. let's skip Sunday. We'll come back to it. Casey, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I shot the wedding on a VHS camera that I had to carry a battery pack in a backpack the entire day.
Yeah, I'll put a little your back photo. Hurt yesterday.
Yeah, I've been pretty stiff for a few days, but
you can't say that.
I'm sorry, I'm doxing myself here, I guess.
I've had a hard-on for a week thinking about the shots I got.
The footage.
All that tape. It turned out really well.
Yeah.
We should say. It looks like a real old-school wedding video.
It is a real old-school old video.
Yeah. I love that you were getting, like, interviews of people, like, fuck you guys. Why are we quiet?
No.
I was listening to you.
You were talking.
Yeah.
I guess I'm used to being interrupted. I'm used to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I love how you got like wedding confessionals.
Testimonials.
And ultimately, Jeff multiple times was like, my name is Jeff, and I think Marika's going to get the joke. So that is built into the history of your wedding now, which is awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Casey, you crushed it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you know.
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
I couldn't have done it without the talent of the people at the wedding.
I think you could have because even your, your landscape shots are incredible.
Yeah,
so you didn't need us at all.
And we should also say that multiple times during the night, all of us would look up from the tables or whatever and just see Casey in the distance through some bushes, camera in hand.
Yeah. I think it was Avital's mom who planned the entire thing and then you in terms of who worked the hardest for me.
Did look like if you didn't know, like we had a running narrative that it was like you were just some guy who like
I felt like that because most of the people there didn't know who I was.
Unscrambled the beep on the HeadGum podcast, figured out where it was.
Anyway, that footage is now all behind our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. Check out the vows. Check out the secret.
Check out the vows.
And you can go back to watch your speech at Jake's wedding.
That's right. That is actually there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to Jake's wedding.
Why?
This isn't about
this is all leading
wedding.
Up to that. And I don't think we will because we're still at the rehearsal at the rehearsal dinner and how we felt the day after. So we haven't even touched Amir's wedding.
We're circling the wagon.
All right. So let's just get to Jake's wedding. Let's just get all the way back to Beacon. Okay. How was everyone's Laurel Canyon experience? I mean,
this is what he would say before the wedding.
Like, I thought the venue was amazing.
The venue was really cool, gorgeous.
It was a cool venue, and we went to a wedding there. And so we experienced the wedding there. Mm-hmm. And much like you guys, we're like, this place is great. Sign us up.
Yeah.
And that's how we found our venue.
How
actually,
long
that
did
little
you have
girl
to book out like was that
about 9 months?
Wow!
That little girl is the
owner.
Her parents are the wedding that we saw.
Houdini reincarnated. Right,
yeah. She is Houdini's great 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 niece.
That's right. That's why she was like walking around punching people Houdini's in the stomach.
Yeah,
and that's why.
Yes, that's why she was doing it.
Jeff, how was your Laurel Canyon?
I mean, I've experienced it many times, so I really want to hear from you guys. How did
you love that street, right? Or like that whole area of LA,
that
don't
street,
you?
That street, right?
I knew you were going to take offense.
It's the boulevard. You know how much traffic's on the Bish?
It's not a boulevard.
You know what street I like in Laurel Canyon? I like Oak Court.
That's nice.
That's still off Laurel Canyon, isn't it?
Really?
Riley left her phone in our Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultimately, when we arrived.
I did. So Marika and I took an Uber. We get to the venue. We get there. We see our friends. We go to the bar. We have a drink. We have a bruschetta. And then I think, wow.
How are the apps? I didn't get to experience them.
Delightful.
You didn't have the ham chowder?
You didn't have anything from the sushi bar?
The music was great. The light was golden. The hour was golden.
Mariachi band.
And then I think, wow, this is so beautiful. I want to take a photo on my phone or take a video of like all my friends. And then I reach into my purse. Phone's nowhere to be found.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty far after the Uber has left.
Yes. We've been there for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Wow. Good on you for not even looking at your phone for 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Way to be in the moment.
Thank you so much.
I had tweeted four times by then.
And then I'm like, fuck. So I'm looking at like I'm looking at all the tables where it might be. I look at the bar, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then Jeff was like, I asked Jeff, I'm like, well, Jeff was like, this is why I wish that we were sharing our locations with each other, because then I could see your phone. And I'm like, okay, well, can I text Daniel from your phone so he knows that?
Right? Can I just, but I don't the way that you, that's not the tone that I took.
That
I
wasn't is literally
like,
what
oh,
you said.
Oh, I can't, I really wish, and like, and you're the barrier to entry. We just don't.
We used to, and then you stopped it first.
Because I'm off the grid.
That's right. So so then I text Daniel.
Into
and I'm
a
like,
commercial.
Hey, just let me know. I lost my phone. And then I'm like, can you, because Daniel and I share each other's locations. I'm like, can you look and see where my phone is? And in the meantime, Jeff and I both go. Jeff's like, you should have Daniel call your phone. So it's ringing in the lift. And we do that. And then it takes us maybe two times of Daniel calling it for me to be like, you know, Jeff, you could also call my phone from your phone. You also have my number. Yeah. But then Daniel sent a screenshot. The phone says it's at the Houdini estate.
Oh.
And so we're like, interesting.
How did that happen? Uber driver dropped it off.
Uber driver dropped it off at Smart. Security.
Left it with valet.
And nice. So
multiple people.
Multiple people.
Had been like, anyone lose their phone? And yep. We just hadn't noticed.
Hadn't seen it. So I went, wow. I finally grab it. And then later at the reception, we're chatting it up with Billy Scafuri. And I think like I had my phone. I was going to show him a picture or something. And then he sees my background and he just like he starts dying laughing. And he's like, that's your phone?
Billy?
Yeah. And he's like, I've seen that phone a lot today.
Because everyone is coming up to him asking if he had lost it.
No, I think it's just like he had
we
seen
has
it.
To move on. We has to move on.
We has to move on. I can has commercial burger.
Haas.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We pause to move on.
Jeff told Casey to say that.
Yeah.
For how much money? Like, why did he do it so willingly?
Because it's a free plug for the F1 podcast.
Got it.
Or what's the name? Do you know the name of the podcast?
Yeah, of course. Pit wall. But I didn't know it right until I said it. I was stalling right up until that point.
Yeah, of
like
course.
A car. Yeah.
It was a leap of faith you took. He just kept going.
Oh, man. It feels like when you don't know if someone's name is like.
And we're back.
We were on break.
Well, you brought us back by talking about the pit wall.
We've been on break since we talked about Pyle making that kid cry.
We've cut everything since.
Amir, I just have some post-wedding questions, and then we'll get back into what we were just talking about.
Riley's
phone. Back into the wedding?
Will you be taking Avital's last name? Have you thought any more about that?
Yeah, I won't be taking her last
name. You don't want to be Amir?
Are you guys doing a honeymoon or no? If we do, it'll
my next
be
question.
A few months, not anytime soon.
And where will you go?
I don't know. Maybe Lake a country Como? I've never been to before. Or maybe...
What did you say?
I said Lake Como in an Italian accent. I think you said something crazy, though.
No, I didn't say anything.
Really?
Yep.
So.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
A
Charlotte?
Country I've never been to before?
Charlotte, like in the summer.
That'd be cool. Global warming, though, so you might not want to go somewhere that's, like, super hot in the summer. Yeah,
did
like
you profit season. From the nuptials at all?
Excuse me?
Did you... So...
What did you say?
I said, did he profit?
I'm sure you had to have, because I feel like the parents paid for the wedding, and then your wedding gift was kind of like a honeypot, like help pay for our honeymoon, like which you just said me. You're not planning on taking anytime soon.
Yeah.
And you also did have sponsored content, like
yeah.
within
it was branded,
your vows.
It was a branded wedding, yeah. Yeah. So
you
you're,
cracked a
this
Sprite
was a cash
in the middle
grab
of your vows.
I probably made 7 figures.
Yeah. They
Holy
say that
shit.
Like probably the richer you are, the poorer you look, mm-hmm. right? So like if you have like $5 million, you like wear a suit every day. If you have $1 billion, you're wearing like a hoodie to a meeting,
right?
And if you see how garbage Amir is dressed today, oh, it's like garbage. That looks like a rich guy. He doesn't give a shit. Well, that's BDE in a way.
Thank you. You look
by
loaded.
Contrast, Casey and I are broke. So. Yeah.
So does that mean that you guys have like
dirty.
Billions of dollars?
It is dirty.
No, I'm saying we
that.
Look amazing.
Is your shirt dirty on purpose, or did you make it dirty and just not clean it?
It's vintage. So those are grease stains baked in.
Even if you wash
the shirt. That's the patina of a cloth.
What's that?
It's the cloth's patina. Yeah.
So did he buy it and it was dirty already?
Yes, he bought really it and it was dirty already.
Thank you.
The fabric itself is dirty.
Yes.
Or it's dyed to look dirty.
A mechanic named Joe dyed in that shirt in 1996. And then Jeff paid $78 for it over on Fig, I imagine.
Mission Dolores.
The website for scrubs.
Very nice. The website.
What's
is
that,
Fig?
Marika?
The website is Fig?
Figueroa is the street where
got
the thrift
it.
Stores
got
are.
Got it.
Amir, just focus on your fucking wedding, right?
I'm wondering if that's a real grease stain or if they like actually made the fabric to look
okay,
like.
Other than Marty, and this can be a poll for the whole room. Other than Marty, who do you wish wasn't invited?
Wasn't invited? I didn't say I didn't wish Marty was invited.
He didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
Marty couldn't dance because he had a broken ankle or something.
Yeah,
excuses. Like sprained his foot.
Yeah, that's not.
But do you wish he was there holding up your chair?
It would have been nice to have Marty holding up the chair. But ultimately, we had enough able-bodied men to do the lifting.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little worried because people around me were getting hurt.
Do you know what? Yeah. You want to know what happened?
What?
Would you like to know something that happened? I was in there holding up Avital's chair. Mm-hmm. Billy was to my right between me and Ofer. We're lifting the chair.
Yeah.
And then I guess behind me, it's you're about to go up mm-hmm. and you're yelling, Billy, Billy. And Billy holding Avital left to go grab your chair. So Avital,
wow.
Exactly where I am. Just almost fucking comes crashing down.
Yeah.
Almost comes crashing down because you called the strong man away
just
from your
like
wife.
A man.
I needed.
Help me, Billy.
Well, I saw six of the strongest dudes were currently on somebody else. So I'm like, I need at least one of those guys, probably.
Was Billy. So what, that was me, you're saying? One of the strongest dudes?
Yeah, it was you, Billy.
Say no
was
more.
It Ofer Jesse? My cousin was there at one point.
Yeah.
But we needed at least 6 per chair. Right. We were running out of bodies fast.
Yeah.
I thought the chair hit the dance floor a little fast, but it's hard to just push the chair away if it got there too early.
I think you hit the dance floor a little too fast.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think you hit the dance floor a little too fast.
Oh, it was like it was supposed to be like an entrance and then the music starts right away.
Really?
It's his wedding.
Yeah.
That's true.
I thought it was fine.
But there's like a certain flow.
I thought the timing was good.
Yeah, well,
the horror is always just a great song. It goes on a little too long, but there's so many things that you forget about as it's happening. They're like, oh, wait, no, I can't end yet. We got to do
circular dancing. Then,
oh, I forgot all of the guys are going to spin each other.
Yeah. Hold hands and sort of dance around the bride. Uh-huh. Hold legs and dance around the groom. Jump up and down like a jumping jack for some reason. Then there's the chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chairs are
fun.
That was probably the hottest I was at the thing, because you're just doing like a jazzercise exercise for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and the sun is still up.
Yeah, the sun was still out a little bit.
The Houdini Mansion, I would say, ended up being fitting, because the whole vibe of the wedding was like, now you have fun, now you don't.
What wasn't the fun
what part? Did you not have fun at? Yeah.
Being seated at a table with Marty, you know, I didn't appreciate that.
Jesse, my buddy, is like, Jeff and Marty have this like love-hate relationship going on. He's like, you guys were arguing a lot during the show.
Marty said at one point to Jeff, he exploded at Jeff.
He goes,
and this is unrelated to the shirt. This is a different explosion. So multiple explosions happened.
We're like casually talking about like if we ever got married, what it would look like.
Yeah.
Because Jeff and I have this bit. It's not a bit. We're going to have a double wedding. We're going to get married at the same time. Riley right next to
bit.
Each other.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be happening like at the same time. Yeah. It's not going to be like separate.
We like planned it while you were there.
She's double like, wedding. Oh, it'll save cost. I'm like, no, it'll just be double the cost.
Double wedding. Anyway, we're talking about that. And then Marty just erupts at Jeff. He goes, if you have a wedding that's not in Los Angeles, I am not fucking coming.
Truly, like, out
and I was
of
like,
nowhere.
Joking or like dead serious
dead
anger.
Serious.
As if like we dragged him to Maine
LA,
for this
I
wedding.
I am not fucking coming.
He was in LA for this wedding
it
too, so he didn't
shocking.
Have to be angry.
It was a schlep though with the boot. Yeah,
the thing that led up to it was Jeff being like, if I have a wedding, I'm not spending time on Marty. Like, I'm saying a thanks for coming and then walking away.
Oh, I see. So it was you were antagonizing him.
And then ultimately, Marty was like, if your wedding's not in Los Angeles, forget about it.
That's
I'm not going to be there.
That's a nice clap back.
Get the energy of this.
An explosion?
I saw it coming. I can see it coming.
Yeah.
Over here.
Where did you say you wanted to get married?
I
didn't even make it to
that. We weren't even talking
it
about
it. It does feel like you would have a destination wedding. Like a Big Sur
Big
style.
Big Sur would be great.
Yeah. A Deachins wedding.
At the
I
library.
Would do it at Deachins. I would do it at the Houdini.
I would do it at the Houdini as well.
I wouldn't just because Amir did his there.
Well, you already did have yours.
Mm-hmm. I might do mine at the Roundhouse.
I mean, I wouldn't do that either just because it seems weird.
Yeah.
To do it where your boss had their wedding.
Welcome dinner at the Roundhouse. That's ceremony at Houdini.
Would it be weird if any of us had our weddings at the Houdini Mansion now that you have already kind of like laid your claim to it?
I think now that I did it, you guys can sort of do whatever you want. It would be weirder to go second. Yeah.
It'd be weird if we did it before you.
Like, it would be worse for you than for me. Like, it wouldn't take anything away from my evening because my evening already happened. So
but
now
you'd
you can
be like, wow, at Amir's wedding, this happened at the spot.
You'd have to admit that you'd be a little less, you know, like, joyful at their wedding because you've seen it all before.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I figured I would be like more relaxed and comfortable and enjoy.
Would it be weird if I copied literally everything that happened?
Like if Rami married her and Daniel?
Again, I feel like I would be honored. I don't know. It would be exciting to see that you
same
liked my wedding so much.
Same catering,
word for word.
Same vows, word for word.
What about
call each other Avital and Amir.
Same guest list.
So
same
my
exact same
friends
guess.
Would be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything's
no way.
The same. I'm wearing her dress, Daniel's
and
wearing your suit.
And ultimately, it's still a double wedding with Jeff.
Yes.
Right.
All right, if you wore her dress, that would really piss me off. Everything
that
else,
that's a everything else straw. Is fine.
Vows word for word, I'll allow word for word.
I knew that we were doing this episode, so throughout the night, I took notes. This is real.
Yeah. There are extensive notes written down.
Is this why you seem so antisocial during the wedding?
Yeah.
You didn't really
Other
make
than
a
that
new
moment
friend.
Where I almost tabletopped Avital's mom. Did you guys
what?
See that?
No.
When?
Yeah, I like leaned down on all fours, like right behind her, but nobody ended up pushing her. But.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not almost as in like it was an accident.
Like,
almost
you
as
tried.
In it. Yeah, attempted. It was a failed attempt.
No, I did hear someone was crawling behind her a lot, but I didn't know that was a tabletop.
Yeah, I ended up stopping because everybody was like, are you trying to look up her dress? I was like, no, I'm trying to
this
forget
guy,
it.
This guy, some guy's crawling around.
Almost like a dog-like creature.
Almost like a Don Why? Corleone. Because I was
like, hear the nose. Yeah.
So as we walk up the stairs from like where everybody got welcomed, there's this statue.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Sort of like standing out with like its palm facing down, like over like a body. And it's supposed to be like Houdini is like making someone levitate or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked past and Marika, I think, pointed it out or something. And she was like, did you see that statue?
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Yeah, did you make it move? And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, no, like, if you touch your palm to the statue, the, like, body underneath it, like, sort of, like, swivels. And she's like, no, I didn't know that. And I was like, didn't you read anything about the Houdini estate? Forget it. And I was like, and then she was like, oh, I'll do it on my way out or something like that. 5 hours later, she
no.
walks down and she's
no.
like,
I want to see. I'm a curious gal.
And then she looks up and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Which, nice, you got I would have done it.
Yeah,
I would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
got it.
That was the only note he took.
Yeah. Extended
I made Marika touch I wouldn't even call that a prank as much as I just call it a lie.
Yeah.
I get that. I get yeah. that.
It did
else,
look.
Or?
It did look like a movable statue.
It yeah, does.
It really
yeah,
did.
It did. It did. To Jeff's credit.
Is that it? Or?
I wonder what yeah. that is. He's
bless
trying to
you.
Do something.
Let's talk about him. Yep. So,
what are we doing? Are we still?
Well, I was gonna get them talking.
You go
so
and
cut
I'll
away.
Do this. And yeah,
then,
yeah.
Okay. Avital's mom lip-synced for like 5 songs, all ABBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was, Heart.
80s songs. Yeah. How Do I Get You Alone?
Yeah.
Wait,
she was also singing along with me to Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten.
Oh, this is my, this was one of my favorite moments of the wedding is on the dance floor. We're listening to that. You were singing along. Jake comes onto the dance floor towards the end of the song.
Yeah.
It transitions perfectly into Semi-Charm Kind of Life, mm-hmm. and you lost your mind.
You erupted.
Yeah.
It was
you,
the perfect transition.
You
yeah.
screamed yes and started jumping up and down.
It's that's,
and I
it's
do
my,
have it on camera, and it is so, so funny.
Yeah. It's my favorite song. I think Billy or somebody was like, you summoned this song.
Yeah. No, I said that. I'm like,
did,
you
yeah.
manifested
yeah.
this.
Yeah. You really did.
And
it
felt
beautiful.
Like I did.
Yeah.
It's like
it was
I walked
playlist.
Onto the dance floor, and they
solid
just knew
playlist.
My they knew my entrance music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. The dancing was very solid.
Yeah, the DJ was really good.
Yeah.
Another recommendation
Although,
from somebody who got married at the Houdini
it started,
10 years ago.
Do you remember what the first song was?
Oh my God.
Because it did start on a low note that was like really...
The first song?
Yeah, it was like... It might have been...
Unbelievable. The first song...
Oh, it was
the
Britney
blur?
Spears.
Oh, Toxic.
Yes,
oh,
and
yeah.
he started it with... It's Britney bleep.
Oh, yeah.
And all of us were like, this
that?
Night's gonna be
yeah.
interesting.
It's
crushed in 2011. Did he? It was Britney Spears saying bleep?
No,
he
the
said,
DJ said
it's Britney,
Britney
bleep.
And he bleeped. He said
so
bleep.
He said
felt
bleep.
Bad saying the B word.
Yes.
He should have felt bad even
saying
playing
bleep.
The song, saying
no.
it.
And then,
yeah.
the end, and then at the end, he goes,
think
all right,
I don't
everybody,
think that's a
this is the last
no.
dance,
I do not think
last
it's a kickoff
song, last song. And he played Zombie. It wasn't the last song.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was also our idea, though. That was
oh,
not
it was
that was not
but,
on him.
But what
yeah.
was the last song?
It was Zombie, and then we all sing along, and that
live
went
in
right
La
into
Live
in La Vida Loca.
Right. So,
so
you wanted
Zombie
to end on Live in La Vida Loca?
We didn't know whether to end on like Zombie because I didn't know if people would sing along.
Yeah.
Because we wanted like a kind of morose sing along song, and then we also wanted to potentially end on a song that was more upbeat and exciting.
Right.
So I'm like,
so
oh, why don't we do
both.
Zombies and then Live in La Vida
but,
Loca?
But you know
but
what
you
ended up?
Say
you should have had like...
To, for him to fake out last song with Zombies. You didn't tell him to do that.
We
I
did,
think,
yeah. We
I think
did.
You guys should have had like some kind of signal. Like, hey, if Zombie crushes as hard as I think it will,
yeah.
call it.
I was
yeah.
actually skeptical of Zombies. Avital was the zombie one. And then
yeah,
everyone was singing along.
Zombie was incredible. I think the only one that beat Zombie was everyone screaming to Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
That was a great
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Everybody's voice was so hoarse because we were all
yeah.
screaming along.
They loved it.
Had a
yeah.
lot
like
of
something
demons
came
to
out of
exercise.
Yeah. We weren't even dancing.
Know.
It was just a catharsis yeah.
There
circle.
Was one point where everyone was just stomping.
What song was it?
Oh yeah.
Everybody loved it. Good, man, Alanis. But that, so then I feel like to leave it all on the floor with Zombie, like, Zombie, to just be like, She's it. Super Rackets and voodoo dolls.
I really enjoyed the transition.
Why did you think that the that like, all right, if Zombie doesn't kill, we've got to have the best pump up song around.
That's not
living on Vito
Loca. Heard in over a decade.
I need to remind you guys that I love Shrek 2.
You remember the Latin explosion of 2003, right?
By the way, it was like a huge dance party at that point. It's not like everybody was walking off slowly.
Great.
It like it continued
it petered
on.
Out.
Everybody sure. The information. I mean, we can look at the tape. I think we could review it.
Speaking
right,
of tape, so
the
you want this?
Sorry, we were all having fun. You wanted to look at the schedule.
I just wanted to keep us on schedule because we're getting kind of out of order. We talked about the arrival. We talked about the orders. We talked about how Riley lost her phone. We talked about how there was food.
Right.
We talked about how there was food.
That was sort of like.
Did we?
The entrance was sort of like scoping out, like,
that's
okay,
such a
who's,
cute shot.
Who's the hottest at the wedding?
Uh huh.
I do think it was the guy in the brown plaid suit.
Guy in the brown plaid suit.
I think it was the guy in the blue suit
with the pink
shirt.
Accoutrement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought he was the best dressed, not hottest.
Yeah. Best dressed.
Best
yeah.
dressed,
sure.
not best hottest.
Dress. Yeah. Wait, who are they talking about?
You know? I don't know these people.
Let's keep it moving because we're.
Chris
and this is what you wanted to talk about. You
okay,
wanted
ceremony. Let's talk about the ceremony, right?
Luke walked down the aisle.
That was a highlight.
That was a highlight.
Can you explain Luke's full name?
Yeah, Lucas Jackson Ash.
Right. So when Avital first got Luke, she wanted to name him after a movie character, and Lucas Jackson was right. Cool Hand Luke's full name, or Paul Newman's full name in Cool Hand Luke.
Oh.
Okay. So it's Lucas Jackson, and then her last name.
It was surprising in like the program to see Lucas Jackson Ash.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was such a gentleman. Yeah. Yes, he was
had,
a gentleman.
He had his little tux on and everything.
He had a tuxedo.
Noreen Riley and I were like staring
Sorry,
at the program.
One second, I was talking about that. It was kind of difficult to get him there, but I think it worked out in the end.
It was difficult to get him there. He's like 10 pounds.
I know, but just like the logistics of like
he can't
where's
be there
he coming
all day,
from.
And he has to go somewhere else.
You got to get a friend to bring him, but not a friend from the wedding.
He had a lot of.
So that's kind of awkward. It was like, oh, you bring our dog, but you can't stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a cameo, but he wasn't a welcome guest.
Yeah. Correct.
And
he's
he
like,
was
you know, very
doing
excitable.
Cameos for $10. Yeah.
No, but yeah, we were, it doesn't matter.
That we were
ceremony.
Staring at the
moment
program.
Of earnestness,
what?
The vows.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the vows.
Sure.
They moved me to tears.
Same.
That's nice to
Same.
Hear.
Yeah.
Not
did
yours.
You mention the dinner?
Honestly,
no.
It was Avital's.
We had pizza.
Yeah, I was Avital's. That was the mid you cried,
yes.
right?
Yes, yeah.
I cried
and
pretty
salad.
Hard during Avital's.
Both Caesar and I think
which,
it was like this
which
mixed
part
dream
for you?
Yeah, I think it was like anchovy
I think
dressing.
When she
so
started
think,
crying.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Avital's
yeah.
Both
I, like,
the
well, I wrote them down.
I find you in the dark, right?
She said,
oh, that.
Yeah,
the floodgates.
I started going, but I didn't know how much of it was a quote and how much she added to it.
For sure.
So, like,
yeah.
We'll have to review. Actually, pull up the vows.
Was the quote, were you blind and I deaf, I'd still find you in the dark, end? Or was it everything she said?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
You didn't even ask?
He didn't care.
My God.
I didn't cry at Amir's vows.
I did.
I had already cried.
I cried at Amir's vows because it's like when
vows.
You have someone who doesn't emote, right?
Yeah.
And they do?
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
You know,
when
it's
you
like
started crying, that's when that I was, like fully lost it.
I wasn't, I didn't,
I was laughing so hard. Yeah.
Actually, I was sitting next to Rose McIver, who lived with Amir and I, and like we always would talk about how much of an unemotive robot he was.
Yeah, but if you're ever gonna get emotional, like I'm like hearing a beautiful speech about myself for 5 minutes,
totally.
And then I have to say a speech myself, and then my entire family and friends are there.
Yeah,
that was the one thing that
but
pushed me over the emotional
It wasn't
edge.
Even when you got emotional. It was just like you even saying any of the stuff that you said in your vows. Rose and I were just like holding each other's shoulders, being like, "Oh,
it's happening."
I wasn't crying, but I was just so. I was like, I was joyfully surprised. I was like, I can't believe
every
it.
Every single
He's
person,
leaving
it
out there.
Every single person that we talked to after, like Ben, Rose, Billy, all of them were like. We're proud of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it were ever going to happen, it had to happen there. But then I tried to memorize it, so it was like kind of nerve.
Did you just tell Casey to cheer up?
I'm looking at the monitor and he's like,
It's kind of
he's
fun.
Concentrating. He's concentrating because he's trying to help you.
Cheer up.
It's part of the year's house that I really liked is when Avital started hers. Like she had her notes with her. Of course, big day. Like a lot of emotions. Of course, like you. I would want to have a copy of my vows. And she goes, "Well, Amir didn't state a reading is cheating rule." So Avital had hers just in case. And then Amir, you fully went for it. He goes, "Well, I did say reading is cheating." Yeah. So here we go.
Here's something really sweet that I saw after both of them did their vows, which is, this is not standard in a wedding. Like Avital did her vows. She's like still crying a little bit. Everybody's like, aw. And then you just like went around the microphone to give her a hug.
That was nice.
That was just was so
also,
sweet.
And you did, so sweet. You did do, I would say you did like 3 high fives during
that
the vows.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun moments. And Rami did really well. Our officiant was able to like also capture the serious, but also
Rami's great. Rami's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were jokes, there was levity, but there was also gravity.
Are you trying to make us cry right now?
Also,
he's trying to upstage Rami.
Jeff started, maybe you didn't start it at the wedding, but at least 10 times during the night, you did a new type of laugh. You debuted a new type of laugh.
Was that on purpose, or were you auditioning different laughs for the day?
It would be like, he'd say a joke that was like okay, and then immediately follow it with
like he was doing the laugh on purpose, or he was.
You know, it was earlier in the night because Jeff does a lot. Like he'll do a joke and then be like but then he was like, then we were joking. We're like, what if you didn't even do like the vibrato and the ha ha ha? So it's really just like ah.
Just so I don't know. Like, I thought it was kind of fun. Ah. We're running out of time, so we'll move past the ceremony. Dinner.
We talked about the ceremony.
We talked about the ceremony. Dinner was a fiasco.
Yeah. It was an Oscar disaster.
They needed to have people hurrying others through.
Yes.
Exactly right.
You're calling up tables one by one, and then they're still being so lackadaisical. The pizza's not coming out fast enough.
Jake has been waiting to say this for days.
I didn't even eat the pizza. Yeah. I didn't even know how it was.
Neither did a lot of people.
Is that true? Did you guys have the pizza?
I had pizza.
The
salmon was delicious.
Fast.
Ultimately, the Team Oregano's table, which was us, save for Jake.
Not team, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were all in it together.
Just a table. Just a table. A lot of intra-table fighting between me and Marty, so I wouldn't
Team Oregano. Team Oregano. We were called up in the everyone else.
Yes, that was tough. That was tough to hear.
At least 4 tables.
It was like the older people first, then the most likely to complain, and then it's like, sure, everybody else can
fuck. And so first and last name, who do you think is most likely to complain at the wedding?
It was parents' friends, for sure.
For sure.
It's Rivka Blumenfeld.
Anybody under 50 can just fucking fend for themselves. Totally. Yeah. It's the order of operations.
I have a question about the
tables.
No
one was checking what table you were at when you went to get the food. I went through the buffet line 3 or 4 times before my table was called.
You and 75-year-old Israeli men.
Oh. So that's why no one else had pizza, because he went through it 4 times before the second table was gone.
Because they felt too bad. At one point, they did cut you off, and you said, you can't legally do that. I'm well within my rights to steal this pizza.
Pizza Hut.
I do have a question about the table orders, because we were set, I would say, way too close to where you were supposed to be sitting.
But ultimately,
I was supposed to be sitting.
But you never sat down. There.
Never sat down, because it's like, it's weird. You got a table by yourself. I'm not just going to sit down and eat a
sweetheart
salad.
Table.
It was like that HeadGum table is in front of the sweetheart table.
Yes.
But like, ultimately, shouldn't that have been like your parents?
No, we wanted to keep friends close. Parents in the back, sort of further away from the
table. Because my table was actually in the back, sort of further away.
Yeah.
Yes,
right next
exactly.
My table was really far
Well, you guys
away.
Have kids, so you're already not cool. But like, we wanted like the cool people up front.
Totally.
Yeah, like young.
Not everyone on the table.
Energetic.
I was thinking I was the only person.
Sort of like people still in their 20s that have like a vibrant energy.
Other people at my table.
Yes, exactly.
Other people at my table were young.
I literally said the same time.
I guess it was at the parent table, kind of.
Cheer up.
That's what Riley's fucking saying.
I would just like to say something really quick. And this is fine. Mm-hmm. There was no coffee or tea.
That's right. There was
It says
no.
it on the schedule, but there was no coffee.
Oh.
That's true.
That's so true.
Which is fine.
There was also supposed to be a babysitter there. There was a fruit cart.
There was supposed to be a babysitter?
What?
Yeah. They were like, for some kids, they wanted like a potentially a babysitter to like just wrangle.
And but you said no kids were allowed.
That's right.
My daughter wasn't allowed to be there.
Correct.
But then there was a babysitter.
Some people eschewed that rule. And
there were, yeah, there were some kids
crying. The kids just hung out with their parents instead.
Yeah.
Rise with this morning. Smile with the rising sun. Five different cakes sat on the table. Why five cakes,
Is that, can I see your notes? Because Casey said,
that was awful.
Casey said there was extensive notes on the wedding. That is a lot of notes.
More than my
five
vows.
Five different cakes sat on the table.
What is that a parody of?
Bob Marley. Three Little Birds.
Got it.
Chocolate. Birthday.
Susan Lemons. The Susie Kate cake.
Jordan
was
so Game good. Six.
Jackson Tyson Jordan, yeah.
Lemon cake was good.
Avital was in charge of the cake. I don't really care about the
and
cake.
Avital loves dessert. That's why dessert showed up.
Yeah, and then she's like, I want this kind of cake and also this kind of cake. And like when you say wedding cake, it's like they charge you like $3,000 for like
true.
One
That's
big
true.
Cake.
They upcharge everything if it's a
and
wedding.
And so like, let's just get fucking five Susie cakes. It'll be more delicious, more variety, and they won't charge
I think that was the smart. Move. That was great.
What was everybody's favorite cake? Let's start with Cakesy.
Got him.
Wow.
I only had a little bit of the lemon cake. I was working most of the time.
Easy transition to one of my notes, which is Casey's constant woes. Can you walk us through your experience? Yes. Every time I met up with Casey around, he'd be like, man, like this fucking VHS thing has given me guff.
And he did talk like that the entire time. Just
that's my Casey.
Casey's constant curls were kind of like the talk
they
of
were
the
popping.
Town.
The your, talk of the town?
Your hair was like kind of going off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Luscious
locks.
And your outfit matched the VHS of it all.
It really
I,
did.
You dressed really, and were in 1991.
Yeah. I was really going for that.
Like a Halloween
wanted
costume.
Wanted to fit the part. Wanted to make everyone that didn't know me at the wedding really unsure about what was happening, why I was there.
Does this guy live at the Houdini estate?
He's a ghost.
There were moments of the wedding that if I didn't have LASIK, I would have thought you were holding a gun.
Oh. Is that from your notes?
Are you showing the picture of the GoPro?
Yeah.
If I didn't have LASIK.
Can't wait to see that.
Just holding up photos of me.
Yeah.
He's not even holding anything.
This was you taking a shower that night.
Casey's packing.
Casey's hung. Tell us about your experience.
I thought we were doing everyone's favorite cake.
Oh, yeah. What's everyone's favorite cake? Mine was a Susie cake. So
I only had I only had the celebration cake, the blue frosting.
That's what I had. Yeah,
and
I
that's
that
one. That's one of my favorite cakes, period. I love that cake.
It's like the birthday cake.
It's so good.
It was good. I had that and the lemon. Both good. The lemon had like a sugar coating on top. It was really gritty.
Frosting.
Well,
in addition,
you were trash. You were snorting it like Adderall.
Down the piece of things.
What are you guys doing back there?
A fucking separate podcast. What are you guys saying?
Just forget it. I just was talking to Casey. I was like,
it's hard to get a word in from over here. Yeah. So we have to talk about.
Jeff has asked. Jeff has started two different polls. First, he started, how is everyone feeling after the wedding? We'll start with Casey. And then only Casey got to answer. And then he goes, what's everyone's favorite cake?
Casey's favorite cake went into Casey's woes. Went into Casey, what was your experience? Which you already asked him.
And we already heard.
It's all about Casey this. Casey that.
Cake-sy. It's all about Casey.
God damn.
And not about Jakesy.
What was Jakesy's favorite Cakesy then?
I already said it was the fucking blue one.
Jakesy's favorite.
What were the small desserts? The pizza guy made small desserts.
The pizza guy?
Yes.
Those I wanted to talk to you about.
What were those?
Those were awful.
Really?
Jeffrey.
There was like a burnt caramel banana pudding in a sack, and it was like...
It was so soggy and bad.
Plastic tray.
It was past ripe banana in a cup.
Well, it was caramelized.
It was caramelized.
I can't take your word for it. No, you're
genuinely, that was the worst food of the wedding. But the rest of the food was like maybe the best wedding food I've had.
The Alfredo was split. We should say the Alfredo sauce was split.
The truffle Alfredo sauce was
unbelievable. The truffle pasta.
People were talking a lot about the pesto.
The pesto. Just 1 second.
Yeah, the pesto is very good.
We had a question.
I didn't get any salmon. I don't know where anybody even saw the salmon.
End of the line.
You were yelling at the pizza guy the whole time. You said this whole line is unsustainable.
I waited. I waited in that line 3 or 4 times. I never saw the salmon. I never saw the salmon.
I saw the salmon.
I saw the salmon.
We were talking at the table. Was that Avital's infamous salmon recipe or no? That was like part of the vows was like how good her salmon is.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to.
And we should say, we should also say during your first dance, you did some like fight choreography.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't quite remember that. I sort of browned out during the first dance and then was like, did you guys practice that? I'm like, practice what exactly? Because I felt like we didn't know what we were doing. She's like, yeah, at one point Avital was fake slapping. I'm like, oh yeah. No, we didn't plan that.
And it was kind of the perfect first dance. Yeah.
I'm like, no, we've never done that before.
It was great. Yeah.
It was good.
I have a video of that, I think.
That's okay.
Oh yeah, wait, I have a great video of you and your mom's first dance. Did I send that to you?
That was cute. No.
Wait, this is Avital's dad tripping into the frame of my video.
Okay.
Ultimately, that's it is good. 11 a.m.
Yeah, just so we're on the same page.
We have a whole other segment to get to, and if not everybody can be a part of it,
we're also playing Horse or Course, where we look at horses, we have to decide.
Crisco or Triscuit.
That's you dancing with your mom, and then I got your dad filming it.
It's a selfie. He's vlogging. Oh, that's nice.
All right, let's wrap this up. Or let's move on to our next segment then.
But not wrap it up, even though we've been here for an hour. Let's move on, but not wrap it up.
I did want to, before we get to that segment, I did want to nail something down with you guys.
Yeah, Casey, how did you feel about the wedding?
How many?
What did you think about the truffle pizza?
How many guests do you think were there?
170.
Okay, great.
So he's finding.
So
this
was on a Sunday. You said 170.
Oh, yeah.
We were great. Pyle had his calculator out.
I found this to be kind of a deal when I looked this.
Yeah,
up.
That's a huge good. Deal. That's a great deal. It's
you have to imagine. Excuse me, 1 second. That's just the venue fee.
Exactly.
So that's not. That doesn't come with the DJ. It doesn't come with the food. It doesn't. I don't even know if it comes with the chairs, frankly. So, like,
and
what kind of... I think that was a $75,000 wedding.
Photo booth?
That's yeah.
That's going to run you.
That's going to run you.
Organic plugs of my notes, because the next two were 1920s photo booth and...
1940s photo booth.
This, 1920s.
I think it's also cheaper depending on the month.
Okay, definitely.
But not October. October, they have events every night, so you know they're going to...
October, they surge for some reason. Yeah.
Was I close when I said 75? I actually don't know.
After party, there was this kind of, like, upper area. There was a chair with a quote from Harry Houdini that just says, conquer fear.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has spikes on the chair, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spikes. You have, I mean, that actually.
Studs, not spikes.
It sounds like a basic quote now, but he would go into a tub of water covered in like chains and need
cement.
To get, like, that's.
Jake is standing up for Houdini.
I'm a Houdini stan.
Yeah. But I feel like we have to add that to, like, the growing mantra of this show because it's Be Joy, it's Get Wise, it's Embellish Faith, which is a Marika edition.
Embellish Faith?
And now I think it's...
That's new to me.
And now it's Conquer Fear.
Right.
That's a
You've had 4 or 5 new ones that you forget every single time. You think Conquer Fear will...
Stick
or no?
Can someone add to the HeadGum wiki page?
Sure.
That is really just bonds of the week right now.
Oh, which we didn't do.
All of Jeff's little mantras.
Yeah. Two-word quotes.
Yeah.
Should we do bond of the week?
It's got to be Billy Scafuri.
Oh,
because
for
leaving
the
one chair going to the other one.
That's good. So I'll do
on double chair.
I'll do Rami Raff for the officiating.
Nice. Let's rapid fire through the last of these notes. Sparkler/fire safety. Thoughts?
My leg got hit by a couple stray sparkler flames.
Well, you're not charted employee. You got it.
That was haphazard.
You're not supposed to
I think that was... Yeah. I enjoyed it, but I could see something have gone way more wrong.
Marie and I were right next to a very dry olive tree.
You're not supposed to have. You legally can't do sparklers in California.
Right. So there were sparklers everywhere.
And
they were like, just don't get them on anybody.
It sounds like you are blaming us for doing it.
No, I'm just saying you're right to think it was dangerous, and I'm glad nothing.
They were also kind of like crowding all of us in to like. To, you know, hold them towards you, but they're like, don't hold them over anybody's face. But it's like, well,
but
we
when we're walking
can't.
Through, it's just raining.
And your dad
fire
had his very loose waving.
He was, Jeff was given two, and he was trying to pass one off to somebody. Really quick, my bond of the week is Marika and my Uber driver who noticed my phone was in the back of the car.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking whip that
it's
puppy around.
More of a cue move, but still.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. It's my bond of the week. You don't have to agree.
Next note.
Next note. Wow. Kyle and I
first
summoned
rule in this podcast.
Jeff was way meaner to you this episode.
You're taking it out on Jake.
I'm sorry. It's just if I take it out on him, it literally it's like he can't even register that it's happening.
We should share our location.
Next note again. Rapid fire. This was supposed to be rapid fire. Next note is Pyle and I summited the canyon. Yes. Marika, Riley, Pyle, and I approached a very steep set of lit up stairs, and I'm like, oh, I bet this is where the mansion is because the mansion, not much of a mansion. It couldn't have been more than 1,200 square. Feet, ladies.
ladies.
But oh, let me just get this. But
thank God you were able to play that.
But Pyle and I had the gall to go up there.
Well,
and
so, we went up the stairs, and then we got to the top of the stairs, and it was pitch black
and
nothing.
Just dirt.
Yes.
Pitch black dirt. Pyle and I were high. We went up to that
without. We can get a camera on Marika lip syncing those words as you sang them, like you guys had rehearsed. Like she was your fucking voice teacher.
She was proud. You did it.
How did she know the words you were gonna make up that second?
But we went up at the stairs and then up and up and up, and we were literally at the top of Laurel Canyon. It made my year to be at the actual what I considered the summit.
That's why I'm saying you love Laurel Canyon for some reason.
The after party, let's talk about it. It was like we were promised what, a glass treehouse and a pool. Mm-hmm. Nobody swam. Nobody and also swam. The glass treehouse was basically just a hot jail.
Yeah, there was it was just a glass little room.
The glass
a
room.
Heater running at 80 degrees for some reason.
No. The heater desperately set to 60, but the temperature at 89. Yeah.
And right. Jeff, when we got up to that kind of like little area with the pool, Jeff finally took off his jacket. And so Jeff is just kind of lounging.
I have
in
a
his
great photo of Jeff.
He dressed for that moment.
In his tank top.
Did you buy that suit for the wedding?
Did you buy that suit for the wedding? Shut up.
That's an impression of me. I didn't say that.
What's
well,
that?
That's your impression of me, and I didn't say that.
Okay, well, no, we're really running out of time, but
you're
I
not even going to answer the question.
Rapid fire, I can answer the question. I bought the suit to have,
and
but also with the wedding
people.
In mind. And I pissed off like six different people at the Bearded Beagle. I walk in, there's a
you
Navy
don't
suit
tell
on
the story,
got
but
it,
you pissed.
So I'll tell it next week. Yeah. All right. We have to move on, but I have to tell you about how I bought a suit. as people started to leave, / when I left, people started to, like, we all hugged goodbye. The first person to hug me goodbye was Ben, and he got a mouthful of my hair. And I noticed that, and he didn't say anything.
Wow.
Because I don't think, but also that happened to you, I think.
Did I
you
did not get a mouthful
whatever.
Of
a couple, it happened to Cohen. It happened to Jesse. And it happened to...
My friend Jesse hugged you goodbye?
I hugged him goodbye. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, I guess.
Why is that happening?
Because my hair was down at that point, and then like it was kind of down and out, and so was I.
I think I was too short to get
Hey, come on, don't say that.
Not a dig at myself, just...
please edit Grace. Grace, edit it out.
All right, here we go. This is the final segment. Amir's wedding rubric.
Oh
ignore
God.
The typo.
Rubik,
no way you're introducing this fucking thing.
It's a fucking
really quick,
hour mark.
Really quick before you go, we have to take
Riley
a fucking
put on,
detail.
I put so much work
and
into this.
You tried to say
and
your fucking
you
suit story.
Why didn't
we
ask
Casey how he was ruined three times?
It doesn't say rubric. It says Rubik.
We're going to give it a score out of 27. If anybody needs to leave, you're welcome to. But whoever wants to stay is going to grade it on this rubric because
I
really did put a lot of effort into this.
So we're reading 27 categories
earlier.
Okay.
Rallies.
No. do it. I just might have to dip.
Yeah, you should.
Got and
you
it. Should. Okay.
I think we're all going to leave you.
Appearance of the bride, 3, above standard.
No. We have to read what the rubric
we're
says.
Not, you wrote paragraphs.
So dense. I'll read it quick.
Bride was an absolute vision stories. In white. Her smile moved plus ones to heart flutters, tears of joy for
which
her,
we
and
said.
Viral jealousy of the groom. Whispers of how the fuck did he end up with her permeated
it's
the canyon. Actually,
true.
It says permeated the canyon. 2, bride was dressed
permeated.
In a 4-length white dress as one would expect. 1, below standard bride was fine to bad visually.
3.
Yeah.
3.
I don't, but without
no,
any of the,
three. Absolutely
any of
three.
The vitriol three. Of like, how did he do that? Or jealousy.
Just 3. Just
I think
3 is
three,
fine to a T.
3 and everyone was happy.
All right, here we go. Jake,
it.
Continue.
Appearance of the groom. Groom presented himself with confidence and timelessness, yet in his eyes shone a shimmer of originality and wow. His stance and prior actions all
prior
screamed
actions.
Hero. He was and and forever will be perfect.
I don't think it's quite that one. Let's
2,
continue.
Groom was dressed in a form-fitting black tuxedo as
not,
one would
no.
expect.
He was
not. So it's not that one either.
One
here we
groom's
go.
Appearance evoked that of repulsive fungal rot on a bitter and mud-covered
cherry tomato,
dehydrated and sorry. His voice cracked at the start of every sentence. He exhibited insecurity at every turn, and he fell down the stairs more than once. There's so many stairs. His smile imbued a Giardia energy.
A big Giardia energy.
And his gait suggested early onset tree man syndrome.
It's gotta be a
water. It's gotta be a water. That's a water
and a dunner. And you're not a hero.
Construction material.
It wasn't a hero. You weren't 3 and you were in blue, not black. Yeah. So we'll have to go 1.
Yeah. So far everybody's agreeing that it's a 4 out of, this is yeah. a possible
yes,
27.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
ready?
Construction materials.
Construction
appropriate materials.
Materials
were selected and creatively modified in ways that made them even better for the purpose. Ivory, linen, tablecloths, patinated antique tables, etc. Materials were there, or construction materials consisted almost entirely of allergens and kitsch.
I would say then.
I think a 2.
I think they were there.
Two.
They
were yeah, there. So we're at a 6, 6 out of 26.
I think they were there.
Yeah, 6.
Quality of sound.
Quality of sound.
Both the
how
performances.
Many, how many?
There's like 8. Continue.
Both the performances of the wedding ceremony and the disc jockeying present at the reception were consisted of wide dynamic range and total contrast, creating tapestry of an oral pleasure that would have made even the canyon's most musically
oh
gifted
God.
Denizens come. You're talking about Joni Mitchell, sir.
The Doors, exactly right. Crosby,
the sound
Stills,
was audible enough that the guests could bear legal witness to marriage. Nuptials and music were hard to hear, integrate into your ears, drum, mind's eye. There was an overwhelming feeling in the crowd that what could not be heard was probably not worth giving ear to in the first place.
I'll go 2.
I'll go 2.
I think a 2. Yeah. 8 out of 27 for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought,
well,
I thought
we're not
I felt
close
like the
to halfway.
The dance music could have been bumping a little harder. I
yeah.
shouldn't have heard myself singing Zombie to the level that I did.
Exactly
well,
right.
2.
Ultimately half of that the DJ cut out so everyone was singing a cappella.
Right,
right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Moving on to critical wedding attributes.
The veil, flowers, cake, and raised dance floor were all noticed and appreciative and appreciated. Choice details went above and beyond expectation to the point of sensory nirvana unmasked.
Why is Nirvana capitalized?
It's the band.
It's
yeah.
the band.
Yeah. Obviously didn't spell check. The veil, flowers, cake, and raised dance floor were present and subconsciously acknowledged.
That's for 2. For
the
1.
The veil, flowers, cake, and raised dance floor were present in an ennui fashion and were consciously and repetitively scorned even the wedding's most humble and kind-hearted of guests. See Billy Scafuri's frequent trips to the bathrooms to, quote, spice things up.
I did hear a lot of complaints from you about the dance floor being too slippery.
Yeah, it was like a bouncy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this was a 2.
Okay. Yeah, we'd have to go 2.
I'll go okay. 2.
Well, yeah. Or actually, you know what? Let's go 3 for this one. There's
yeah.
five different cakes. So,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
The cake. That's
yep,
true.
Yep,
so
yep.
that's going to be an 11 out of 27. Continuing on.
Demonstration
of love.
Bride and groom spoke loudly and clearly. Their love was visible to guests, and its value was demonstrated through historic examples, shared pet appearances, and emotional guarantors. The degree of affection is named, and the process by which it was created is described.
So it's a three.
Let's hear the other categories, though. Number two.
Love was assumed to be present, but sources were not cited. Assumed to be. The wedding itself stood. This is one. The wedding itself stood and will continue to stand in attendees' memories as a talisman of for insincerity of heart and muteness of loins. Their union, this is like a fucking Mad Lib. Their union is to put it simply, not. I think three.
Yeah, so we're at 14 out of 27. Doing well so far. This is better than I thought.
Don't say out of 27. It's like out of like 18 right now.
All right.
When you say 27, it makes it sound like it's really coming up short.
27 total. Okay, well, 14. Time and effort.
Class and time were spent and used wisely. Much time and effort went into planning, design, and construction. Construction. You keep on going about construction. The guest experience, it's rentals. The guest experience, as well as the brides and grooms, were considered greatly and fairly special exception for Casey.
And his woes. Yes, continue.
Case, class and time were spent and used wisely. Much time and effort went into planning, design, and construction. Bride and groom could have spent more time considering the guest experience, specifically in regards to inviting so many unknowns.
Unknowns. Like non-famous people.
Yeah, I mean, we should say, like, we had, like, Sean Gunn was there. Yeah. And then also there was, like,
Sean Gunn? I felt that's the second
he's
mention
James
I've heard.
James Gunn's brother.
He's Kirk from Gilmore Girls.
He's the body of Rocket Raccoon.
And number one, below average for time and effort. Let's hear it, Jay.
Okay, yeah. Little thought or poise went into the planning the ceremony and or reception. Even 40 cakes couldn't mask the guests' overwhelming feeling that they were participating in a lower echelon.
Underlined.
I think it was three.
Yeah.
I do think three.
Three, absolutely.
You were going to say two.
I was going to say two, but three, that's fine. Yeah, 17 so far.
I think Amir gave it a two, but Avital's mom gave it a three, which is a three. Knowledge gained. Attendees were joy, got wise, embellished faith, and ultimately conquered fear.
Right.
It was the event of the year and will not soon be forgotten. Attendees were there and then weren't.
Houdini style.
Yeah.
The only knowledge gained by guests was how much they don't want their partnership to mirror the horrors and shame of the Ash Blumenfeld, quote, union. A farcical and odd happening that not only debases the sacrament of marriage, but also defies the laws of the universe entirely. The whole thing was, in a word, bad. I think it was three.
I think it was three.
Three.
Yeah. All right. Not bad at all.
Yeah, well, you kept saying 2-2-2, so it would have been a lot worse if you were the fucking judge and jury.
Final score is going to be 20 out of 27, which
feels low.
It does feel low, but I mean, it's hard for a wedding to be.
I feel like we gave you a joke one.
That's
at one
a solid time. C, yeah. Which is a passing grade. You're not. You don't have to retake the course. You don't have to get married again.
You're obviously not going to get remarried, even if it got an 18 out of 27.
Plugs. That was Amir's wedding. Five different cakes.
Nice.
Sat on the table.
When is the episode coming out?
A week from this Friday.
Is that's before?
Stop playing the song.
So the HeadGum, the live shows?
Yes.
We should plug those.
Yeah. HeadGum Happy Hour.
Unfortunately, we are out of time.
Yep.
Yeah, but...
No, plugs. Down the line. Jake, rapid fire, go.
I will be reading Amir's vows at HeadGum Happy Hour
in New York
on November 6th. Yeah.
9:30 p.m. Caveat. Stream it live on moment.co. Yeah.
But you're going to want to be there to see one Janine Garofalo.
Anything can happen.
Review live featuring special guests Kylie Brakeman and Ryan Gall. New York Comedy Festival, Sunday, November 5th at the Littlefield in Brooklyn. Tickets on headgum.com/live or
coming to my city.
Littlefield.
You
it's going
to
be
Gall
fun.
To invite Gall.
Casey?
Gall is going to show.
Listen to the pit wall. Riley pit was just Gall. On the show. Jake, you want to be back in the show at some point,
at
maybe?
At this point, I have to keep my streak alive. I'm not going.
All right.
Are you still watching
great.
The races? I'll be on the last
James on Instagram.
Episode.
And Amir, let's end this on you. Just some final parting wisdoms. Now what?
I planned very little for the wedding, and I was pleasantly surprised with all the decisions that Avital's mother made for the night of joy.
He's zooming in on the cost.
So ultimately, I'm glad you guys all were there and had fun and ate well and danced good.
Overwhelming,
but overjoyed at the same time.
Mazel.
You tried very hard to ruin the evening, and I'm glad you were unsuccessful.
And I really hate to ask, how was the consummation?
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.